What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman, and guys and ladies, ladies and gentlemen, if you are new to the show, I welcome you, and all my fans and supporters. You guys know who I am. I'm the great and one of the most loyal and best Giants fans of all time. You know, I'm Justin Roman. I'm a Giants fan, and I'm an all New York fan. Besides basketball, I am a Rockets fan. You know, so yeah, but yeah, guys. Obviously, last night we ended week two of the NFL preseason on a really good note. We had a pretty good game between the Washington Commanders and the Baltimore Ravens. Even though Washington won, week two of the NFL preseason ended on a good note. Wait, is it week two or week three? Let me check. I believe it's week two, right? But yeah, last night was a good... Oh, it is week three. Oh my god, I'm so stupid. It's week three of the NFL preseason. Oh yeah, I forgot there's four. Yeah, so, yeah, sorry guys. I forgot there's some... All team, you know, I totally forgot. Every team has a different schedule. You know, some teams have three preseason games. Other teams have four preseason games. So, yeah, I guess we just ended week number three of the NFL preseason. And we are about to head into the final week of the NFL preseason, week number four. Guys, NFL preseason, it's been crazy. It's been ridiculous. There's a lot of good things from this year's draft class, and not just from this year's draft class, but from last year's draft class and year before, you know. That's what you want to see. That's what you want to see if you're an NFL fan. You want to see things like that, you know. So it's just amazing. But guys, what was I about to say? Week four of the NFL preseason will be happening this upcoming Thursday. We're gonna be having two games being played this upcoming Thursday. We're gonna be having the Pittsburgh Steelers going on the road to play the Atlanta Falcons. This upcoming Thursday at 7:30 p.m. And we're also going to be having the Indianapolis Colts going on the road to Lincoln Financial Field to play those dirty, disgusting Eagles, Philadelphia Eagles. That game will also be happening this upcoming Thursday at 8 o'clock p.m. So, yeah. I will do my picks for both of those games tomorrow. So, just a heads up. But guys, let's get down to business. Let's talk about the New York Giants. The Giants are about to play their final game of the preseason. The Giants will be facing the Jets this Saturday at 6:30 p.m. at MetLife Stadium. And it ain't gonna really matter who wins, because we all know. We all know both teams play in the same stadium, So it really, it's gonna be very weird to see who. I mean, it does. It ain't gonna matter who wins or loses, you know. Obviously, the Giants and the Jets will be facing twice this season. One, it's gonna be this time in preseason, and the Giants and the Jets will be meeting again in the regular season. Obviously, these are two teams that are being, that a lot of people are very excited about. Obviously, the Jets are the talk of the entire league, you know, and how could they not be? You know, this is a team that hasn't been in the Super Bowl since the 60s. And that was when famous Broadway Joe Namath was taking over for the Jets. The Jets have, besides from Joe Namath, the Jets haven't had any good quarterback play since Brett Favre. You know, now they have one of the most talented quarterbacks. He's a bad man, and his name is Aaron freaking Rodgers. But Aaron freaking Rodgers lost to Dangerous Danny, a.k.a. Danny Dimes, Daniel Jones, last season in London. You know, it was a crazy game. We should have lost that game, to be honest, but hey, we came back, and Danny does what he always does. He shows up. And that's what Daniel Jones is going to do next season. He's going to show up, and he's going to prove everyone wrong. And guys, can't you believe we're literally like, what? We're less than 16 days away from the start of the NFL regular season, where we will have the Detroit freaking Lions going up against the defending Super Bowl champs and Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. That game will be happening Thursday, September 7th on Thursday Night Football, kicking off 2023 at Arrowhead Stadium. That is going to be a fun game to watch. I can't wait. But obviously, Daniel Jones looked really like, you can't say anything bad about Daniel's performance. He looked amazing. You know, his throws were on point. He was, you know, like, he seems more comfortable, you know? And I think this was the Daniel Jones that we were all meant to see. Because ever since he came into the league, he was never given the pieces to be successful. He wasn't given a good offensive line, wasn't given a good head coach, wasn't given a good GM. He didn't get anything good, you know? It was like Daniel Jones, it's like everyone looked at Daniel Jones like he was the Grinch, you know? And I'm not talking about the cartoony one, I'm talking about the Jim Carrey one. Shout out to Jim Carrey, one of my favorite actors. But yeah, everyone looked at Daniel Jones like he was the Grinch. Everyone looked at him like he was a bad person. Like, he did something wrong. People kept criticizing him. And he was, like, everything he got throughout his 4 years, now five, throughout his 4 years, he was given coal for Christmas. Like, Daniel Jones, he's on the good list. He's not on the naughty list. What has this guy done to deserve that? You know, he hasn't done anything bad. All this guy does, he puts his head down and he just works his ass off. That's what you want to see. You know? Daniel Jones, he's going to be one of the best quarterbacks in the NFC. He's better than any other quarterback in this conference. At best, Daniel Jones is the second best quarterback in the NFC behind Hurts. You know, the top three quarterbacks in the NFC this year, in my estimation, is Jalen Hurts, Daniel Jones, and Dak Prescott. Point blank, period. I'm not going to count out Sam Howell. Sam Howell looked amazing last night. So, Daniel Jones is going to ball out. He's going to ball out. Because, like I said before, I've seen flashes. I've seen what this guy can do behind a good off, behind an, you know, a good offensive line. A really good receiving corps. Hell, if you think I'm lying, go back to the game. This is when Joe Judge was the head coach. Go back to the game when the Giants played the Saints. The offensive line was really good. Receivers were open and good play calling. Go look at Daniel Jones' stats. He threw over 300 yards. You know, had two touchdown passes, ran for two touchdowns. And you know why? Because everything was perfect. And that was with a bad offense. Now, and also no Saquon. There was no Saquon. Oh wait, there was Saquon. Saquon was there. So besides from Saquon, that roster was horrible. And that was with Joe Judge, who obviously didn't know what the hell he was doing. So I'm excited, you know, because Daniel Jones doesn't have as much talent in the Joe Judge era as he does now. Now he has a Darren Waller. Now he has, you know, all these pieces. He had, you know, they brought back Darius Slayton. Paris Campbell's no scrub. Isaiah Hodgins can ball. There's a lot of interesting, exciting pieces on this offense. You know, and obviously, the one biggest piece, Saquon Barkley. You know? And I said this before, you know, about Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley's career, the way Saquon Barkley's year in New York, the way it's going to start and finish, it's very related to how Daniel Jones, it's going to be very similar to Daniel Jones' career from last year, you know, because look at Joe Shane, and I'm pretty sure every Giants fan can agree with me on this statement. Joe Shane, he wants to see more from Saquon because you only had two good years out of your entire rookie year, you know. And out of your entire contract, rookie contract, you only had two good years. I think if Saquon balls out, I am very confident that Joe Shane is going to be like, all right. And it's very understandable because running backs, we all know how the running back position has looked now. You know, so it's understandable. It's understandable. Because look what's happened to the running back position. Ever since Todd Gurley got hurt and all these other running backs, the NFL they've looked at the running back position and they're basically saying, why should I pay a guy, a running back, who's only had two good years, like, and he wants long-term money. Like, I'm not going to do that, you know? There's no point of me paying a guy all this money when he's only given me two good years. $16 million, that's long-term money. Hell, $14 million is long-term money, you know? So, I understand why Saquon's upset. You know, I understand why he's upset, but he's a running back. And I hope he does get paid. I hope he does get his money. Because when healthy, this guy is one of the best running backs in the league. There's, from a talent perspective, there's no running back that can reach Saquon's talent level. The only running back I can see reaching Saquon's talent level is Christian McCaffrey. That's it. Besides that, no one is on Saquon Barkley's talent level. You know, he's just, from a talent perspective, Saquon is out of this world. You know, you can use him as a blocker. You can use him as a pass catcher. You know, he has all the, he has the full package. He is a great running back. He is going to be in the Hall of Fame of all great running backs. He is going to be with the Barry Sanders, with, you know, with the Emmitt Smiths. You know, he is going to be with those guys, you know, because that's who he is and that's who he was destined to be. You know, he's going to be with the Tiki Barbers, with the, you know, he's gonna, I would not be surprised if he, I would not be surprised if he makes it to the Ring of Honor of the New York Giants. You know, because that's who he is. He was destined to be a Giant. He was born and raised in New York. His father, even though his father's not a Giants fan, he's a Jets fan, he was destined to be in New York. You know? So, that's all I gotta say about that. But, I'm just excited. You know? And I'm just excited that Daniel Jones is going to prove everyone that he is a franchise quarterback. But, I think we're getting off topic here. I just had to get off. I just had to get that off my chest. Guys, I came on here because I wanted to create another list with you guys. My list for today, I'm gonna be including my four, players on the New York Giants who are winning their positional battle so far in training camp. So without further ado, let's get right into it. So obviously, the Giants are feeling good right now after their close win over the Panthers last Friday night. Daniel Jones and his off, you know, the offense looked sensational on their lone drive of the game. You know, Darren Waller still in the show as well. So that being said, there are still some jobs that looked to be up for grabs at the start of camp. At this point, though, it has become quite clear which guys are leading the race for jobs. Brian Daboll has been following the competition closely, but there's no question that these four guys are in great position to be out there with the rest of the starters come week one. Starting with number one, I gotta go at safety, you know, and I think it's very obvious that Jason Pinnock is going to be the starting safety for the New York Giants. Here's why. Look, at aside from Darren Waller, no other player on this roster has had as much buzz surrounding their training camp efforts more than Jason Pinnock. He has been a training camp star with arguably the nicest highlight of the summer when he made a leaping one-handed interception over Darren Waller in practice. I mean, that play was crazy. Like, talking Odell Beckham, like, hell, this dude, that was crazy, you know? Jason Pinnock parlayed his work from training camp with a strong showing in the Giants preseason opener against the Lions. He recorded an interception on the first play of the game and added one tackle for loss to go along with two pass breakups in his limited time on the field. According to PFF, he was the highest graded Giant against the Lions with a grade of a 92.3. Xavier McKinney seems to believe Jason Pinnock has the inside track to start opposite from him in the secondary based on his recent comments. However, he is also competing with Dane Belton, who also fared well in his time on the field against the Lions. Dane Belton also intercepted the pass and proceeded to return it the other way for 42 yards. Jason Pinnock was listed as the starting strong safety on the Giants' first unofficial depth chart. Brian Daboll praised Jason Pinnock following the Lions game and went on to mention his impressive training camp this far. At this rate, it seems as though the job is Jason Pinnock's to lose. So, I got Jason Pinnock. So far, I see Jason Pinnock winning the starting safety spot. Number two, this was a very interesting one. Obviously, there's been there's been a lot of talk on who's going to win the inside linebacker spot for the Giants defense, and it's very interesting. You know, this was a very interesting one to talk about. You know, we didn't know if it was going to be Darian Beavers, who we all expected to have a really good preseason this year. But Micah McFadden, I've been hearing a lot of good things about this guy. You know, obviously this is a guy who's going into his second year. He's still learning. You know, this is a guy who I had on my mock draft last year. And boy, this kid is starting to look better. You know what I mean? This is what any fan would want to see. You want to see players that you drafted in the first year to develop in their second and third year. And that's what we're all basically seeing in Micah McFadden. He's developing to becoming, I'm not saying this kid's going to be a Micah Parsons type of defender, but what I'm hearing is that he's beating out Darian Beavers, who you guys all know me. I told everyone. I had Darian Beavers winning the inside linebacker spot. You know, because I saw a lot of great things from this guy last year in the preseason. And I had a good feeling that Darian Beavers was going to have some kind of a continuation of that. But here comes Micah McFadden. I'm hearing that he's playing great all of a sudden. You know, and I had to see it for myself. You know, because it seemed like a lot of Giants fans didn't have a lot of faith in him. You know, and that's nothing against this guy. He's still learning, and it looks like he's developing into a better version of himself. You know, obviously, Micah McFadden, he was a fifth round pick out of Indiana in the 2022 NFL draft, and he's currently competing with Darian Beavers, who was actually, both of these guys were, fellow draft classmates. They were both in the same draft class. Obviously, both of these guys are trying to fight for the second inside linebacker position. Despite Darian Beavers being listed as the number two linebacker on the Giants' first unofficial depth chart, opposite from Bobby Okereke, Wink Martindale said ahead of the win over the Panthers, Wink Martindale even said that Micah McFadden is ahead in the battle. You know, Darian Beavers, obviously, he missed last season with a torn ACL, which allowed Micah McFadden to gain a year's worth of NFL playing experience over Darian Beavers. Micah McFadden played, you know, Micah played in all 17 games for the Giants last season, starting in, you know, he started in 7. Like Jason Pinnock, Micah McFadden did himself a favor by performing well in the first preseason game against the Lions. Pro Football Focus gave him a grade of 90.5 in the 21-16 loss to Detroit. I mean, at 6'1", you know, this guy, you know, Micah McFadden, he's slightly undersized for a linebacker. What he lacks in size, he more than makes up for with his speed and ability to read the field. That was one thing that really wanted me to get him if I was a Giant. Those were the intangibles that I was very impressed of, you know, and I wanted the Giants to go out and get him, you know. Obviously, he was a highly productive college football player, and he spent 2 years as a team captain. His leadership traits are a valuable, contribution that could help further separate him from Darian Beavers in their competition to be the team's second inside linebacker. So, I got Micah McFadden winning. It looks like he could win It looks like he could win the spot for the inside linebacker position. You know, but hey, there's still plenty of preseason left to be played. You know, I'm not saying that because I don't believe in him. I'm saying that because you never know. You know, but we'll see what happens. And I got Micah McFadden at number two for the inside linebacker position. And yep, the biggest question mark on the Giants' entire roster, it's the offensive line. It's not the entire offensive line. We already know how most of the offensive line is going to look. You're going to have Andrew Thomas starting at left tackle. You're going to have Evan Neal starting at right tackle. Obviously, you have John Michael Schmidt starting at center. The question is the guard position. Who's going to be starting at guard? This was very interesting because there was reports yesterday that the Giants were switching the guards. You know, they're switching guards. You know, they're switching from Joshua Zudu. They're putting Joshua Zudu to right guard and putting Ben Bridgeson at left guard. They're rotating Mark Lewinsky, Ben Bridgeson, you know, Joshua Zudu all together. Like, but I'm not saying it could happen, but I did see a lot of great things from this guy last year. You know, he does have experience. I'm going to say that it shouldn't be a surprise. Ben Bredesen will win. It looks like he's winning the left guard spot for the Giants, and it shouldn't be a surprise. I mean, the Giants seem to have their franchise starting tackles and center in place. The guard positions remain a work in progress. The Giants traded for Ben Bredesen in 2021 and then signed Mark Lewinsky to a 3-year, $18.3 million contract the next season before they decided to spend a third-round pick on former North Carolina guard Joshua Zudu in the 2022 NFL Draft. As you can see, the Giants have tried to address the interior of the offensive line, but nothing has stuck. Ben Bredesen was listed as starting left guard on the first unofficial depth chart, with Mark Lewinsky listed opposite from him at the right guard spot. Joshua Zudu has not been able to leapfrog Ben Bredesen or Mark Lewinsky for either starting guard roles. However, Ben Bredesen has spent time with, like I said, he spent time with the first team at both guard positions during training camp this summer. He started at left guard against the Panthers, but there was still some rotating up front. Dan Duggan from The Athletic, he has noted that there has been a constant rotation at the guard spot between Ben Bredesen, Joshua Zudu, and Mark Lewinsky in recent practices. However, Ben Bredesen seems to be the constant in each rotation. I expect him to be the starting left guard once the Cowboys arrive to MetLife Stadium next month. You know, I'm gonna say the same thing, like I said, for the inside linebacker spot. You know, there's still plenty of preseason. There's still plenty of training camp left, so it's gonna be interesting. I mean, guys, players' jobs are on the line. You know, so it's going to be interesting to see who wants it more, you know, and yeah, I mean, hey, there's still plenty of days to go, and hey, the Giants have 60 minutes of preseason against the Jets, so who wants it more? I don't know, but I'm going to assume that Ben Bredesen wins the left guard position. From what I'm hearing, I'm going to say he wins it because I saw a lot of good things from him last season, and there basically hasn't been a drop off. He is showing the same. He's performing the same way. He's performing the same way he performed just like last season, you know. But the Giants are still rotating, so we're gonna have to see. But the guard spot's gonna be interesting. And so I got Ben Bredesen winning the left guard spot. And guys, at number four, obviously, we gotta know who's gonna be starting. Obviously, the secondary is going to be interesting. To see, the secondary is going to be interesting. Obviously, as everyone's been saying, not just me, but the media and on Twitter, everyone's been saying that everyone's expecting Deontay Banks and Trey Hawkins III to be playing on the outside and Adoree Jackson to play the slot. And that's where the whole question comes. That's when the question we should be asking ourselves: who will be starting at the slot cornerback spot? Who? I got a surprise. I'm going to surprise everyone, and I'm going to assume that the battle for the team's starting slot cornerback was supposed to be between Cordell Flott and Darnay Holmes. However, those two have been losing their competition for the starting slot corner role due to the emergence of sixth-round rookie and training camp standout Trey Hawkins. Trey Hawkins has held his own opposite first-round rookie Deontay Banks on the outside, which really has allowed the Giants to move Adoree Jackson to the slot. That's how the defense looked to start against the Panthers. While Adoree Jackson is typically, you know, known for being an outside corner, he has some experience in the slot dating back to high school, college, and in a limited capacity with the Titans. Adoree Jackson has stated that he is open to staying in the slot for the sake of the team, since Trey Hawkins has no experience playing inside. Darnay Holmes was listed as the starting nickel cornerback on the first unofficial depth chart, but Adoree Jackson indeed got the start there on Friday night. Darnay Holmes could be a cut candidate, which no one should be surprised. I've announced that report multiple times. Even when training camp started, I predicted that to happen. You know, and look, I'm not trying to say Darnay Holmes is a bad player, but he's always getting penalized for holding. You know, like at some point you got to work on your errors. You know, that's the point of the NFL. That's why you have film. That's why technology is so common in the NFL. So you can understand the errors that you made and work on it. That's why you have training camp. That's why you have preseason to work on it, you know? And if you can't figure out your errors that you keep on constantly repeating, this team, any team is going to do what any team would do. And that one strategy is going to be, hey, there's the door. We don't need you. We got better options. There's no time. Like, this is no game. We're trying to go to the playoffs. And we can't win games. Because that's how you get to playoffs, is winning games. We can't win games if you keep on attempting to make the same mistakes or the same errors? Because we all know you study film. How are you watching film and you're still making the same mistakes? Stop making mistakes. Work on your craft and get better. And it's very obvious he's not doing that. That's why the Giants needed a big need at cornerback, because Darnell Holmes, he's clearly not the right choice at the cornerback spot. Deontay Banks and Trey Hawkins have looked amazing. You know, they've looked amazing. Deontay Banks' first game against the Lions, he allowed no catches. None. Trey Hawkins was amazing. You know? But back to what I was saying. Darnell Holmes was listed. I already said that. Darnell Holmes could be a cut candidate if Adoree Jackson ultimately keeps the starting slot corner job, giving Trey Hawkins the third cornerback position in Wink Martindale's defense. Wink Martindale said, right now, those are our three best corners. Obviously, he's referring to Adoree Jackson, Deontay Banks, and Trey Hawkins. With the Giants to play against the Cowboys and their explosive receiving trio of CeeDee Lamb, Brandon Cooks, and Michael Gallup in week one, they are most certainly going to need their three best cornerbacks ready to ball up. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens in the secondary. It's gonna be interesting. Sorry guys, that was my TV. Like I said, there's still plenty of preseason left to be played. There's still plenty of time for any player at all of these positions. There's plenty of time for any player that plays these positions to earn that spot and make it to the main roster. But these are the players that are right. These are the players, in my estimation, that are winning their positional battle so far in training camp. So we're gonna see what happens. Guys, that's all I gotta say about that. Hope you guys enjoyed this one. Let me know how you guys feel about my list, and I'll get right back at you guys. So far that's all I have for you guys today. I will keep you guys updated for more news about the New York Giants or more updates if there are any. I'm also going to keep you guys updated for more lists if I have any, or if there's any comments or questions you guys have for me. You guys already know what to do. Go down in the Q&A section and I will respectively read any of those comments or questions. But yeah, guys, that's all I have for you guys today. I hope everyone has a wonderful afternoon. But until then, guys, I'm out. Peace.